You're listening to SBS News.
They're some of the most vulnerable members of the community. Women newly arrived in Australia who find themselves the victims of family violence. Where do they turn for help and what are the consequences? A new report has found they face a terrible dilemma. Monash University Associate Professor Marie Segrave, one of the authors of the report, says these women are often relying on their partners to stay in the country, and these visa sponsors may well be the very perpetrators of the abuse.
This group of women is particularly vulnerable in relation to their migration status. So there's a whole range of women who might have come on, for example, if you've come on a student visa, if you experience family violence, there's no specific support around someone who's on a student visa. For someone who's on a partner visa, there are limited supports in place if you want to leave and try and access a visa to stay in Australia. There's a lot of uncertainty around what will happen if you have children, whether those children are Australian citizens or not.
According to Professor Segrave, the women's migration status can often be used against them as a form of punishment and threat.
Even though the system, in theory, allows women whose relationship breaks down due to family violence to apply for the family violence provision, because sponsors are saying to women, I will have you deported, and women aren't very sure about their migration status. They aren't very sure how much control the Australian permanent resident or citizen perpetrator has, believe or are concerned enough to think that they actually will be deported if they leave or if they call the police.
The research follows the release in August of the federal government's fourth national action plan to reduce violence against women and their children over the next decade. The authors of this latest report were concerned the plan did not address the issues surrounding women with temporary migration status who experienced family violence. The report found they faced difficulties qualifying for social security rights, including legal, welfare, and medical services. They also risked visa cancellation or refusal if they separated from the perpetrator of the violence or called the police when they experienced abuse. The shift to have more migration services online was also identified as a barrier to seeking help, because it made it easier for an abusive partner to control the visa process. The report recommends the introduction of a new temporary visa for victims and survivors of family and sexual violence, as well as measures to provide greater certainty over the status of children. Researchers found for those on a variety of temporary visas, the migration system didn't provide an adequate solution when a child is caught in the middle and one of the parents face deportation. Professor Segrave says it's all about making government support and services available to all.
It's also critical that we have more cultural competency built into the systems and responses that we have in place. And also it's really essential to really look at some of the challenges and changes that we're putting in place into the immigration processes, changes to sponsorship rules, changes to immigration processes. All of these things impact women in particular ways and often aren't seen and or are unintended consequences of changes to that system.
Above all else, the report says Australia should support all victims of domestic violence equally, regardless of their migration status or any other point of difference. Gareth Borum, SBS News.